this one. And he is here, he is here. Be still, my soul, be still. Be still, my soul, be still.
Still, my soul, be still. It's amazing to realize our church. Look at this picture. A couple weeks ago, I pulled into the church. I think it was about 4 o'clock, maybe 5 o'clock, and the sun was glistening upon the church. Isn't that beautiful? The sun was just putting his light up on, and it was so beautiful. So I had to snap these pictures with my trusty dusty phone, and it's amazing to see what all God is doing, and he is doing it all at Grace Bible Church. Is that neat? And to realize that. But the church isn't the building. The church is people. Is that right? The church is people. It's not the church out there. It's the, you are the church, you know. Would we be a church without people? No. Could we be a church without a building? Yes. And it's amazing to see what all God has done to the people of Grace Bible Church. And it's neat to just be a part of that and to realize all that what God is doing and to just be excited and say, God, thank you for doing all of this with us. In 1970... Can you see me? I tell you, haven't changed, have I? That is a picture from Appalachian Bible College of student council there. I think that is in 73, and that's Pam DeGolyer here. Let me see if I can shoot you Pam here. I should have that thing someplace. It's right here. That's Pam DeGolyer right there. That is Velma's daughter, and we had a great time together. She and I were in the same society, and we enjoyed one another immensely. She was the best soccer player. She was the best softball player. She was the best. And so we had a wonderful time, and those are just neat days. During those days, I was there at Appalachian, and I got to meet some people there. I got to meet Pete Coleman. Y'all remember the Colemans? Pete Coleman was a big, tall guy at ABC, and he was from this church. Pam Cripe, and then Brian and Melody May. Where's Mrs. May? Is she here this morning? I didn't see her. Where is she? You're right there. Okay, her two children there. So I knew Mrs. May there. And then Dan Anderson was there. And Rosalie Welker was there. And Paul Seger was there. He's one of the missionaries, but he was here in his teen years. John Parker. Was John Parker from his church? I don't know if he was from Elkhart, but I don't know if he was from his church or not. Which one am I? Wow, I'm glad. I thought you'd recognize that. This is one of my best friends, Derek Matsunaka. I'm right here. You probably thought I was this tall one. Or this more mature one. And that's me with the wide tie, okay? That's good. I'm glad you asked that. I must have changed in a while, okay? I've heard about this church for 33 years. You know, I've heard about this church for more than that. I've been here 33 years. I heard about this church from 1970. Is that pretty cool to realize this? And to realize Ronald Lee went to Grace College here for a couple years. And the pastor that you had here one time was her dad's favorite preacher. And Ronald Lee's family visited the church back in the 70s. Is that right? Yeah, Ron Lee did. And that's kind of neat to, wow, small world. God has done some great things through the years from this church, and we produced some great people, and it's been neat. Another thing we've done is missions. Y'all don't realize what the missions. Take your bulletin out and look at the back of your page. It has the numbers there of our finances. And we are very involved in missions, and we have missionaries all over the world, and this church loves the world. Put the next slide up. I just want you to catch over 25% of what you give, of every every dollar you give to Grace Bible Church, over 25, 26, maybe 27% goes to foreign missions. Amen? To be interested in the world and to realize, wow, we're just not right here. We're all over the world. And we just divvy up our giving. Our giving goes to different things. But every dollar you give, 25, 26, 27% goes to world missions. We have missionaries in Sweden. We have missionaries in the Ukraine. We have 3 missionaries in Asia. We have many missionaries here. We have 3 right now in New Zealand. And we have 5-6 missionaries in Africa. And it's kind of neat. We have 5 in South America. We have 1 in Panama right here. We have 1 in Mexico. We have 1 in England. Now, the ones in red are from our church. Mrs. Slough was reared in our church, and we sent her out to be a missionary. The Comstock lady, Leanna Mansfield here, and these are all Cripes here, and then Ted Cripe mainly started this. This is Ted, and these are his children here, and it's kind of neat. This is his last child. All of Ted Cripe's kids are missionaries. Is that kind of cool? Missionaries are working with churches, and that's kind of neat. And Jan Everett, do you remember Jan Everett? Jan Everett was a lady here at the church working at the Christian school over at Faith, or at First Baptist Mishawaka, and she was interested in handicapped children down in Kentucky, and every year she would go down for the summer, then we lost her, and she went down there forever. She's still down there. She's very handicapped herself right now, and it's pretty neat to realize she was from our church, got burdened and went down there. Also, Dan Anderson was at our church also, and his wife Rosalie is the president of Appalachian. The Bradens are here. Where's the Bradens at? The Bradens are here. We're excited about that. And then we have the Allingers. Who are the Allingers? And they're related to Dan and Martha. This is Rachel. And it's neat to see our people as missionaries. You have a world, you touch the world from right here. Many churches do. When we started our building program a couple years ago, they said, you can't keep up that amount of money given to missions and grow a church. And I said, well, you're going to watch us. I think you should be very proud of all the money that goes, over $100,000 a year goes to missions. And that's something that makes a great church. And that's very, very important to realize the world. We've been on missions trips. We've taken 30, 35 people to Mexico twice. Amen. Those have been great missions trips. The reason we stopped that is Mexico's got very dangerous and they quit going the trips. And we've sent some to the Ukraine. We had about 9 or 7 to go to the Ukraine. And we had 1 to go to Hungary. Did I say it right? Where did I say she always went to? Burma. Yeah, she should have gone to Burma. That's a joke. And but it's neat to see that. We took a missions trip down to Katrina to help clean up down in Mississippi. And we are praying about a missions trip to Antigua. Riley and I stopped there about a month ago, and we have some going down there. We have a missionary, the Cripes, just there. The reason we're thinking about Antigua, it's one of the... Is that right? Say it right. I pronounce things wrong all the time. You already know that. But the Cripes just went there, and they speak English there. They speak West Virginia English. I was there and I talked to people and it was wonderful. I went to one of the islands and it was all French and it was terrible. Yeah, hello. Hello. So we are praying about that. And you should be proud of your church because it is a missions-loving, world-loving church. Amen? That should be a big deal to you. And God loves His church. God is building His church. And He is faithful in doing that. Put the next screen up. And to realize that upon this rock of truth, this rock of biblicalness, this rock of Jesus, I will build my church. And He is building His church not only locally, but globally, and you're a part of the global outreach of this church, and we take our missionaries very seriously, and that's why they're in the bulletin each week. We try to keep you in touch with them. Most of our missionaries tell us that our church church touches the missionaries and communicates with them more than any other church. So be proud. Be proud to grasp that and realize that. Turn to Acts chapter 2, verse 36 to 47. Acts chapter 2, verse 36 to 47. This is where the church began. This is how Jesus, God, started His church that He loves dearly. Ron, come and read it for us, please.
If you would, please stand with me out of respect for the Word of God. And then please follow along with me as I read from Acts chapter 2, verses 36 through 47. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the power is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Thank you. You may be seated.
Keep your place there in Acts. It is amazing what God has done in the church there, and to realize that this is where the church began. And he says, repent. That's how you get saved. And it says, save yourself from this untoward, it just is mean corrupt, lost, condemned world. And in verse 39, it talks about them that are afar off. That's us. You are mentioned right there in verse 39. And he's called us to be a church, and so we are to receive the Lord and be baptized. That makes a church. And then verse 42, they were devoted, they continued steadfastly in doctrine. Are we all about the Bible? We're all about the Bible. You know, one guy came from another church, a very, very liberal church, and he says, all y'all talk about is the Bible. And I said, thank you. Thank you. And that's defined a church. If church isn't about the Bible, it's not a church. And then the word fellowship, it just means partnering, participating, being sympathetic, suffering with, laboring with. They not only were in the apostles' teachings, they lived like the apostles. They lived with the apostles, with the attitude of oneness and suffering and surrender and sacrifice, and to have fellowship, a church. We have that. We have the doctrine, and then we have the brotherhood, and it's very important. And then the breaking of bread to have communion. Communion is very important. And then prayers. Is prayer important? This defines a church here in verse 42. It defines a church, and it kind of illustrates that in verse 43. In 43, it just talks about the fear. Once they realized the truth, the doctrine, fear came upon them, and God was doing things. Now, we do not have the tongues and the miracles of the first century there. That was for that, for the sign of the apostles that they were of God. And when the apostles ceased, those ceased. But Folks, we can see God do some wonderful things. I've seen God save people. That's the greatest miracle. And then when God saves a family, amen? When God puts a marriage back together, when God opens the eyes of young people and they see truth and they stop running all crazy in the world, it's a miracle. And to realize that God speaks to our hearts out of the Bible and answers our prayers, that's miracles. We should be involved. I'm praying for Mindy. I prayed for Mindy to be healed. And we were there at the hospital on Monday, and she was the zero. She was no hope. The doctor came in and says, there is some hope. And the family were just elated and realized God's here. And so keep praying for the family. I don't make God's work happen. I just let Him work, but I can ask Him to do some wonderful things and believe. And so the power of God should be in a church to see what God's doing. And that's so neat to catch that and to realize that we have the Holy Spirit and we have forgiveness of sins in verse 39 and verse 38. And it's neat to see that we can be saved from this crooked and perverse generation, and we're oneness and gladness sharing. I've never seen a church that shares. When you're having a trouble, this church comes alongside you. Is that right? I've never seen a church that loves so much, it cares so much, it gives so much. And we got to keep being that way. We are a church that just tries to meet people's needs. It's amazing. I just love to see it happening. You be a part of that. You be a part of that giving, that caring, that sharing, that blessing. And it's so, that's what a church is all about, the oneness of heart. And they praise God, and God added to the church. We've had many visitors the last couple of months, and it's been exciting to be a part of God's church, which He loves. And you say, that is just wonderful. Why does the church exist? Why does the church exist? Why do we have a Grace Bible Church that God just loves? He created it for Him to have a family and a relationship, a oneness. He just loves it. He loves it. We exist to produce a product. Put up the next one there. It says this. Now, all of this is in a paper back here if you'd like to catch all of this. It's to produce a godly product that knows, loves, fears, obeys, serves, and worships and enjoys Jesus. Huh? I want y'all to think about that. That is the key. You have to know Him to love Him. You have to love Him to fear Him. You have to fear Him to obey Him. You have to obey Him to serve Him. You have to serve Him to worship Him. You have to worship Him to enjoy Him. So many times people like to start at the other end and want to enjoy Jesus. You can't enjoy Jesus unless you know Him, love Him, fear Him, obey Him, serve Him. Is that right? And then you worship Him. Today we have everything about worship. No, everything should be about knowing Him, loving Him. Those are first. And then fearing Him. There's no fear today. And obeying Him. We have a day where churches and people are claiming to be Christians and they have no obedience to the Bible. You can't be a Christian without knowing and loving and fearing and obeying the Bible. And we exist to produce this product. And we want this product. Our product, as I've already said, is Ted and Kay Cripe had all their children and all their children. We've seen Jan Everett, y'all that know her. Also, Dave and Velma's child, Judy, is married to Terry Glidden. He's a pastor out in Kansas City. We have Brian May. He's a pastor down in West Virginia. And Mrs. May's son. We have Rosalie Welker of the Welkers here at our church. We have Ryan Pedgen. Do y'all know Ryan Pedgen is doing great in a church in Warsaw? He is the assistant pastor. Just doing wonderful. Huh? And we had a part in that. Mrs. Fountain. Wave your hand there. Mrs. Fountain has some children in looking into camp work and youth work. And that is cool there. We have the Mansfield with Leanne there over in another country down under. And so that's neat there. We have the Kupferschmitts here. Wave your hand there. We have Sarah here and Aaron there. Hostetler. We like the Hostetler kind of name over there. And it's kind of neat to catch that. We have Rachel Bays and the Bayses here. And it's neat to see families coming out. We have Kayla Yoder looking for camp. The Yoder's back there. We want to produce a product. I don't hesitate to say that, because I want to see people serving God, and we want to do that in our product. So we push everything towards this, to know Him, to love Him, to fear Him, to serve Him, to obey Him, to worship Him, to enjoy Him. That's what it's all about. And then secondly, we have to team up with other people, with other parents. Is that right? To produce this. You can't do it alone. You need a team. And it's neat to see teams lining up for this, because God loves people, and we are to be a part of a church. We're just not individuals on an island sitting there ourselves. No, we're together. Is that right? We're moving the whole group together. We have children's work. We have youth work. We have adult work. Is that right? Moving all in the same direction, and it's neat. This year, 2015-16, I'm so proud of our youth ministry. We have a youth ministry. We have a teen ministry team that is made up of a bunch of our parents that have moved the teenagers in a great direction. And we've loved our teens. They've loved our teens. And it's amazing what they've done this year. And to catch that and to realize, wow. Some of them, the overnighter, hasn't that been great? The overnighters and some of that. We went to Faith Mission with the teens interested in our community. We've gone boxing, and we had some of the teens speaking. We've had some of the older people speaking. Me. No. We've had a lot of our people speaking down there. The restaurant. Wasn't the restaurant wonderful? Let's give the teens a hand. The restaurant was wonderful. And it's just been neat to see the Van Nuyses helping there, and the Holdmans helping there, and the Leiter Paul and Jordan and Cody getting involved, and Kayla and Justice. Amen? A team of people blessing our teenagers and bringing it all together, and we praise God for that. And then also the home that we purchased, the land that we purchased, to realize that if our church is going to grow, that's the direction. And that piece of property is great. I don't know if I'll ever see it developed and all that, but that's needed for the church. And the house came with it, so we're working on that for missionaries and what else we can use it for. But it's neat. This year, we've decided that God was in it, and we're about ready to fully purchase it. Amen? We're only $9,000 we need to collect. Amen? And you realize what God has done, and it's neat to see that, and you say, that's neat what God's doing. And you see, it takes all of us to do that, to be a part of the pledges, to be a part of the service, the ministry. We got to produce a godly product, and we need godly people working together to make that happen. And we've seen that happen, and to realize, God, you're wonderful, wonderful to make that happen, and to realize, God, it's so good to be a part of a team working together. Also, we need to provide opportunities for us to catch that. Opportunities. This weekend, next weekend, whatever you want to call it, we're taking a group of 30, 35 up to the camp and doing a work week. Amen? And to realize that, I want you to pray for us. If you can't go, you can't go. But we're going up, and it's pretty neat to realize we're doing these things. A missions work week, going up there and realizing what God's doing. And at the camp there, our kids are going to camp there in July, and we believe in our camp. We allocated $3,000 for camp scholarships, and we believe in our camp. So the money you give to our church goes to those camp scholarships, and it's very, very important. We had about 18 teens to go last year and about 10 juniors to go last year. Also in that camp is a two-week leadership camp, and we've had Sarah to go, Kayla to go, and Hannah's lined up to go. I say that. I think every teen parents, you should think about making sure with your kids are in 10th, 11th, 12th grade that they go to this two-week leadership camp. It'll change their lives. Want me to say it again? I believe in it. And I don't think, well, that's a lot of money. Yeah, it is. Going to Disney's a lot of money too. I want my kids to fall in love with Jesus. And that leadership camp, two weeks at camp is excellent. Also, they have a small Bible Institute, a one-year Bible Institute up there. And Cody's going to it, and Kaylee's going to it. And we appreciate that very, very much. I told my children they had to go to Bible college 1 year. And I said, Ron Lee will pay for it. Is that a big commitment? Huge, huge. Does it have the opportunity to change your children? Does. And at this, it's not as expensive, okay? Up at there at Kobiak, they have a Bible Institute, and it's a year thing, and I think it's very, very good. We've had some kids go to ABC, where I went. We've had Rachel and Aaron and Sarah went to ABC. We have Ryan at Faith Baptist right now. It takes a lot to get your kids there, but to do 1 year or one semester, change your life. And I think we need to get that focus in our heads to realize, I want to produce a product. I'm so proud of Cody coming back and minister with us. Amen. And I want a product to change, to give us some spiritual interest. Is the devil pounding us in our day? Pounding us and pushing in the wrong direction. We also have our VBS. Our VBS last year in 15, we had great VBS. And we're having VBS this year in 16. And we can put the next one up. We allocate about $5,000 for VBS. So of the money that you give, $5,000 goes to do the VBS. I believe in VBS. It's a revival week for us, and we get to minister to a lot of people, and I just love it. Jump in there anywhere you can. Jump in there, because that is very important to understand that and say, God, that's wonderful. Also, we have Fast Car Rally. We have it every year. That's a great ministry. I know we've just had it, but you should jump into those types of ministry. And that's, we are having David Korn come back. I don't know if you remember. I don't know if you was there on that Thursday night when we had 850 people here. That's a picture of 850 people in our church. We're going to do it again in October 9 to 16. Woo! I'm all excited. We already have four schools already lined up to do it. I'm wanting to do 10 schools, and 10 schools would be 5,000 students. Amen? And to reach that, I want to feed the teachers there. That's 500 teachers. And we want to reach some people for Christ. We had almost 1,600 people 2 years ago coming to our church here for those three illusion services, revival services, evangelistic services. I'm looking for 2,000 this year. Amen. It's the greatest outreach we can get, and it was the wildest night you has ever had. And but we got to see a lot of people saved, and that's what we're doing in October. And you just need to be excited about that. Takes money to do that too. Also, we're bringing in Kyle and Julia, and I'm excited about this. Kyle brings in some new things to our church, and he's young. Someone says, man, you're awful young looking. I told him to say, wait till I'm 50. And you know, and he brings in, he's a born leader. He brings in with new ministry ideas, creative stuff, fresh stuff. He's a visionary. He's into technology. I'm not into technology. He's into technology, and he's into theology. We want to do some training to our teenagers in the junior and senior years, like a first year Bible college. We want to develop that. We've been talking about that already here with Phil, and we have Jim here, and we have Matt here. We have some ability to do that. And with Kyle, he brings in a whole nother area of that in his teaching ability and his academic abilities. And he's there for training teachers and preachers and all. He's a millennial. How many of y'all know what a millennial is? I had to look it up. How many are millennials? Raise your hands. If you're a millennial, raise your hand. Woo! A millennial. How many doesn't care? Okay. A millennial, I had to look it up, is someone born after 1981, okay? Millennials. And then there's the X generation. Those are the ones born after 1960. And then there's the boomers. And then there's the Y generation. Nobody knew what that was. It didn't last too long. All I thought it was kids that always ask what? Why? There was the silent generation. There was the depression generation. Is that right? Do you know that millennials is everyone in their little 30s and down, okay? I have a statistic here that 1/3 of millennials do not claim to be religious today. 1/3 of people 30 years old and down. That's why we have a man coming in here, it's 23, to do that and to bless that. We want him to bless our teenagers. We want him to bless our singles. And our singles, we have Cody and we have Tim and we have Hallie and we have Emily and we have Luke and we have Dan. We want to bless our teens big time. We want him to bless our singles. Amen? We want to reach the millennials. We want to reach people. Our young marrieds, I kind of write them all down here. I was trying to put my name in this, but it just didn't fit. We have the Rose, the Courts, the Taylors, the Deckers, the Alexanders, the DeHoys. Very good. And then we have the Smith. Did I say it right? I'm terrible. Forgive me. And we have Smith. Okay. And we have the Schofield. We have the Youngs. We have the Kellys. Amen. We want to reach the millennials. We want to reach the singles. We want to reach the teens. We want to reach the young marrieds. That's why we're bringing in this man. And I'm excited about that. Can you tell I'm excited about that? I'm excited about that very much. He is very different from me. And he's more academic, and the Lord has blessed him, and I get excited to be able to work alongside of him. I am thrilled to see. And his dear wife, she's even better than he is, okay? And she knows how to laugh. She can keep up with my wife, and she's involved with children, and she's involved with music. Amen? To realize, I'm excited what God's doing. Big time. I want you to be involved in it. I have the ushers. If the ushers would come at this time, the ushers have a questionnaire. The ushers have a questionnaire that I want you to fill out right now. We've learned if you don't fill it out right now, we don't get it, okay? So you're going to fill it. If you are involved in an area, the ushers have pens and everything. If you need a pen, everybody get one. Everybody get one. Put your name on it. If you, here's a picture of it. It's just one side, real easy. We're going to do it in 5 minutes. If you are doing a ministry, if you are already doing a ministry, put an X by it. You are already doing that ministry. And if you are interested in a ministry, maybe you're not doing something and you're interested in that, put a check mark. Put an X if you're already doing that ministry. Put your name on it. Put an X if you're already doing that ministry. Go down and just X them. And then put a check on ministries that you're interested in. We're going to go through this and get everybody involved in 16. Because God is going to do some great things here in 16, huh? I believe that with all my heart. God is lining us up for some great events, and I'm excited about that. The papers are coming down. Let me just talk to you a little bit about the papers. But we must do our part. Everybody's got to do their part. Does it take us all to make the church function? It does. Well, I don't know what I can do. Well, just pick an interest. You can't do everything. If you're already very busy, I don't expect you to mark anything more. Because if you get spread too thin, you don't do anything well. Okay? But if you're not involved and you see an area where you'd like to be involved, mark that. If you're already involved in it, mark an X. Mark an X. Put your name on the top. Mark an X the areas you're involved in. Mark a check the areas you're interested in talking to somebody about getting involved in. Okay? Everybody's about got theirs. It starts out with Sunday school, junior church, Wednesday night. We have great Sunday school. If you're not involved in Sunday school, we've got a bunch of our teenagers involved in Sunday school. We got a bunch of our singles involved in Sunday school. It's wonderful. And all age levels are involved in Sunday school. And then we have junior churches. We need some junior church workers. We have Wednesday night. It's wonderful on Wednesday night around here. If you're not used to coming on Wednesday night, you're missing it. And then it just goes through nursery, then all the different age levels there. If you're working in them, put an X. If you're interested, you'd like to be trained or something, to check one of them. And so there, when Kyle comes, he's going to form a team to reach our singles and our college and career age. He's going to form a team to reach our young married couples age level. He's going to form teams for that. We already got a team for the teenagers. We're excited about that team. But mark those X's if you're already involved, interested, put a check. And then it says, I feel I like to decorate or do parties or whatever, put there, decorates, the next section, visit shut-ins or whatever, contact absentees, soul winning. We have a nursing home ministry that meets every Sunday, and Paul Leiter's involved in that, and the Eshes are involved in that, Josh is involved with that, and also the Leeches are involved with that. We have a jail ministry. Wayne and Matt are involved in our jail ministry once a month. And if you're involved in it, we have American Heritage Girls. Put up the next picture. It's American Heritage Girls. It's a great ministry. Jill and a bunch of ladies run that. That has been productive in showing people our church and inviting people to our church. A great ministry. And then reading down, public reading. You wonder, how do people get up here and read scripture on a Sunday morning? Well, there's an order of service, and you sign up for it, and it's a rotating. I think every man, every boy, every teen boy should be in the reading of scripture. You say, well, I'd be scared to death. Well, every man comes up here to read scripture scared to death. And I think it's good for you. And then secondly, the prayers. We have prayers. We do that on a rotating basis. And if you're already in there, put an X. If you'd like to be on that, check it, please. And then we have snow removal. I was going to leave that one off, but I suppose we might still have some. No! Okay. And then we have ushers and junior ushers. Do you see the little kids that come up here and do the junior ushers? That's pretty neat to catch that. We have greeters. We need greeters. Sound system, PowerPoint, handyman or handywoman. You can work around the church. Things doing for missionaries, interested in our missionaries, check that. If you can't sing, don't check the choir. I can't sing either. Okay, and then the handbells, God's doing some great things. Skits and dramas, outreach, areas that you would like to see us start ministries at the bottom there. Specific things laid on your heart, write that in there. Have you filled it all out? Everybody filled it out. That's what we want there. Get that all done there, because that's important that we fill that all out. Teenagers and everybody, your name at the top, X's where you're already involved, checks where you're interested and like to see if it would open up. Do that right now. Your part. Do your part, because that is so important. If you'll have that, are you done? We'll pass that in a few minutes. It is very important that you realize that it takes us all to do it, and we must do our part. And it's just not some of us. If you're coming to church, we expect you to get involved in this church. You know, if you get involved in this church, you'll love it. Huh? It's your church. Jesus, it's Jesus' church. And He loves His church. He loves the fellowship. He loves the oneness. He loves the unity. He loves the inreach, the outreach, the discipleship, the evangelism. He loves it. And I love it. And I want you to, it's our church. And God uses us. And that's why we give to it. That's why we serve in it. That's why we enjoy it. It's just like having a family reunion every Sunday. Is that right? It's wonderful. I'm here. And that's why, and your part. Well, preacher, I'm not too talented. Check some interested areas anyway. And it's amazing what God will do. We'll help you and train you and get you involved in that, because that is so important, because God loves His church. And He says, upon this rock, I will build my church. I will build my church. And the gates of hell, it's my church. It's Jesus' church. And we get to partner with Him and let the sun shine upon it. Is that right? The sun shine upon it and bless that. And the only way we do that is to produce a godly product and to have godly people and godly opportunity. That's what a church is. Real simple. We want to produce people that love Him, know Him, fear Him, obey Him, serve Him, worship Him, and enjoy Him. And we want to do it as a group, And then we want to give opportunities. And that's a church. That's a church. And that's exciting to be a part of that, doing your part. If you will pass it in, if you will pass your paper in to the aisles, the men will come and get them up. If you'll pass them in, they'll pick them up over on the sides here. If you'll pass your paper in there, if you got a pen from us, you may keep it. It's a souvenir. Give it to somebody. It's got Grace Bible Church all over it. And by the way, they are the best pens in the world. And that's just a... They are. They're very good pens. But pass them all in there. The product of everything here. God wants to produce godliness. And that's our goal. Our goal, we love to send them to Bible college and all that, but we want to train them here. I'm excited about the ones that are involved here. We have many of our teenagers involved in our Sunday school, our junior church. Y'all know that? It's important. It's very important. We have many of our singles involved in that. We want them to, it's their church. We just don't want them just to sit. We want them to serve. And godliness starts and grows, gets involved with people, gets involved with opportunities. And it's exciting to have a purpose greater than ourselves to live for. It's wonderful there. Every head bowed, every eye closed as you're passing these in. What are you doing? What are you doing? What's your part? I trust this morning that you catch a vision of what God's going to be doing in 16 here, and you say, I want to be a part of that. I want to pray for it. I want to be involved in it. I can't be involved in everything, but I can be involved in something. And it's exciting to build God's church. He loves His church. I love my church. And together we're going to build His church. That's what's great. That's exciting to see that. I trust that you catch the vision and catch that Jesus be seen more in 16. And I do believe God's going to do some great things, has some great things in store for us. I'm excited about Grace Bible Church in 2016.